swings. It's party time and all the world forgets its woes and sings. But oh, please let me tell you, there's so much more than this. For you're still missing something that can turn your life around. That something is my Savior. And I tell you this because it isn't Christmas until you know the one who came so long ago. It isn't Christmas until a holy child becomes your risen Lord. It isn't Christmas until the Christ of Christmas lives within your heart.
Thank you, brother. Take all this with you.
I heard the bell and I'm going back.
Oh, you heard the bell. Let me read for you. What a joy to be in God's house. Luke, the second chapter. The fourth verse in the second chapter of St. Luke. Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. So it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered, and she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. Heavenly Father, I have a special blessing under the reading of your word. Just open our minds and hearts for just a few minutes. We receive that special thing for each one of us. We ask this in the precious name of Jesus. All God's people said amen. Amen. A couple of weeks ago, I told you that during the Christmas season, if you're not busy, you're going to get busy. Last couple weeks they've been busy, but at the same time, they have been so full, they have been so rich. I personally have had the opportunity to just share in the blessings of so many of you, all the kind gifts, all the kind words, and just an opportunity to be a part of your life means so much. I know that you want to go to church, you want to hear all the wonderful Christmas messages about how that we've kind of lost focus and it's too commercialized and all these things. But trust me, folks, when December rolls around, the things on your mind and on your heart, if you want to be honest, is what present am I going to get for whomever? And you scratch your heads, and maybe you wait like me till Christmas Eve, and you wait till about 30 minutes for the store to be open. You rush inside, and panic will put you in a very buying mode. Trust me, I've been there. And then I had a conversation this last Friday. I had the opportunity, a couple of good friends of mine went with me. We had the opportunity to get up that morning and go up to the mountains where my parents were, and we got to cut a little bit of wood and split it up and stack it on the porch. All the wood is ready for them to have in their wood stove for the whole winter. We're able to go out with blowers and clean the leaves, and we worked, and my mom was so appreciative of it. And she'd made up lunch there for us, and the soup was delicious. And sitting at the table, I looked at her, I said, "Mom, what do you want for Christmas?" And she looked at me. She says, "You know that I don't need a thing because I got too many things already." And I should hear an amen out there. Amen. for many households. If I went to your house and tried to step in the front door and something was pushed out the back door, you know what I'm talking about. She said, you know, she said, the greatest gift that anyone could give me is to simply come and sit at this table and chat. She says, that's really all I want. Now, my father's there, and some years ago, the house that they live in started off in just a small four-room shack that Buzz had owned, and he was a blind man, and you could just tell at the end that you were walking into his house. And so we decided to add on, put indoor plumbing. In the back, we built this wonderful room to go in. It's a nice, nice living room, the television. It's a beautiful place to go. And so many times I've heard my father say, what a waste to put that room on this house. Because nobody goes in there and sits. They all sit in the kitchen around the table. I said, you're right, Pop. And I was amazed about what is really, really, really important to people. I read this scripture. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes. Folks, that's just simple pieces of cloth. Some people actually said one time probably was just meager rags that Jesus was wrapped in. But I'm here to tell you that Mary wrapped the first Christmas present. She wrapped that first Christmas gift to each and every one of us. I am so moved when I think about a God who cares and loves so much that he would send his only begotten Son. The King of all kings would be born in a simple, lowly manger. Wow. Those are the things that really matter. I also received a letter which I shall read to you. So, you're going to cry, so get ready. Just get ready. And the title of this letter is, it's to the people of Mount Calvary Community Church. And the title of this letter is, My Christmas Gift to You. This is my first Christmas at Mount Calvary Community Church. And without going into details, I want you to know that when I started coming here almost a year ago, I came broken in spirit. Through this year, God has been putting the pieces back together. Sunday after Sunday, I would come here. And when I would leave, another piece of my broken spirit had been restored. The love that God has put in the hearts of the people here at Mount Calvary and the love that you all share with others is better than the strongest superglue in the world. When God, through his people, mends a broken spirit, it's not a temporary fix, it's a forever fix. Sunday after Sunday, I would leave here thinking, I can't. It can't get any better than this. But each Sunday it did. I had missed a couple of Sundays, and when I came back last week, I was overwhelmed. When I walked in, I knew I was in the presence of God. The joy, the peace, the excitement, I could go on, was beyond anything that I've ever experienced. I imagine entering the gates of heaven being like this. I did not know it was a Sunday to give and receive cards and gifts. I came empty-handed, just as I will before Jesus someday. I have nothing to offer him that is worthy of what he gave me. And yet I came Sunday with nothing and left with everything. Not just the cards and gifts, but with the unconditional love that each of you give, I left with a heart so full of blessings, I don't know if there was room for even one more. I have never doubted my decisions to start coming to Mount Calvary, but if I had, last Sunday was all the proof I needed to know that I was exactly where God wanted me to be. Merry Christmas, and may God bless each and every one of you. Thanks for being the superglue that, along with the love of God, put the pieces of a broken spirit back together again. And yes, my Christmas gift to you is a very grateful and mended heart. Wow. Matey, thank you so very much for that. We have a little P.S. on that. I don't know where Brother Don is today, whether he's visiting or he's a little bit on the weather. Anybody know out there? Yeah, I know he was fine. He was run all around, probably. That letter from Matey just touched my heart. And when you get a gift like that, wow, it'll change you. Now, Matey not only is proficient at her letter writing, but since being over and Brother Don Hartzell moving in next door, she's been the most prayed up of anybody that I know here. And you can tell Brother Don Hartzell I said that from the pulpit when you see him. I don't know what is going on in your life. I know that some of you that this may be a first Christmas without a loved one that meant so very much to you. It may be a Christmas that you have challenges in your life that you just simply don't have an answer to. It may be a Christmas where sometimes in your feeling, that you feel unloved and the most lonely of any time during the year. But I am here to tell you the good news. I am here to tell you that she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord showed around them. And they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings and great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David," wow, "a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and peace on earth, goodwill to all men." That is the gift that God gave us. Amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, we have come into your house. We have felt your presence. You have touched our hearts. God, we thank you so much for that wonderful gift that you gave of your son so many years ago. Now, God, we ask that you allow each of us as individuals to simply accept the Lord Jesus Christ into our hearts, that personal Savior that you give us, God. That is the gift of eternal life through you. And God, we thank you for that. We thank you that although it's a busy time of year and so many responsibilities, God, we thank you for the gift that you gave us. And allow us to be challenged within our hearts, our minds, and our soul to spread the good news of the love of the Lord Jesus Christ to all we meet. God, we thank you there, and we ask this prayer in your precious name. And all God's people said, amen, amen, amen. Such a thrill to be here today. Such a thrill to have all the guests here. They're going to have a little reception in the room off to my right here, just small items.